KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, did you know it's already Wednesday? You're halfway through your work week, past your lunch, headed into your late lunch on ABQ Connect, and we are so glad you took the time to join us. Hey, before I jump into the first segment with our guest that'll be here for the full hour, Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. Couple things. Let me start with this. Thanks to our engineer, Tayshawn, as always, making us sound so good as we go in and out of the breaks and get this coverage to you. But there's so much that Tayshawn does behind the scenes that you have no idea. So shout out to Tayshawn. Appreciate you. Also want to let you know how much we appreciate you. Many of the KLYT listeners have been tuned in to 88.3. Get this, September 12th of 1976, this station turned on the air as arguably the first full-time Christian rock station in America. And whether it was, you know, the music that was played here for decades, and really front of the wave, cutting edge, really setting the pace for other broadcasting stations, you know, with music aimed at the youth of America. We've all grown up now that we're still listening to good Christian music. But, you know, we play some here on the weekends. But that heritage that is KLYT, K-L-Y-T, we're going to be celebrating that later in the month. And I'm going to be more specific than I have been in the past. September 21st through the 25th, we're going to spend that week playing some of your favorite Christian music from that nostalgic era from the 70s, specifically the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And we'd encourage you to join us in that. It's the music you grew up with. So make plans for that. And, it, you know, not only, of course, will it be broadcast over the air at 88.3 FM just that week, 21st through the 25th, but you'll be able to stream it from klyt.fm. Now, there's plenty who listen to this regularly and hear shows like ABQ Connect that are, wait a minute, what about us? What about my show? I tune in every weekday morning at whatever time to get my day started with this teacher. Well, let me encourage you in this. On our website at klyt.fm, just go to the schedule, and it's pretty much like on demand. Just find the teaching you listen to, click on Get Details, and just about all of those, you're able to listen to the program you may have missed in lieu of the programming we'll be doing that week. So just kind of want to give you a heads up so we don't bushwhack you with a change in programming for that week. Rest assured, the following week will be total. Actually, the weekend, the 26th and 27th, we'll be back to the programming you're accustomed to. But celebrate with us 50 years. Happy anniversary, KLYT. And let's look forward to what God's going to do in future years through this broadcast. If you ever want to be a part of it, remember, we're listener supported. Just go to klyt.fm and find a way to support the ministry there. All right. Well, with that introduction, I want to bring in our guest for the hour. Carla Sontag is here. We usually have about an hour every month to walk through really issues that are so important to you as a Christian and a citizen of the state of New Mexico. And Carla, thanks again to you and your team at Better Together New Mexico and New Mexico Business Coalition for all the hard work and information. It's so important that we remain informed.
Yes, absolutely. That's the best way to make good decisions when you have good information.
It is. We're going to have some great stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Later in the hour, we're going to talk about the Heroes Banquet coming up. And go ahead and spill the beans. You got a great guest coming.
Oh, yes. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
And if you know, you know. So stick around. If you don't know, stick around, because we want to let you know more about. I was talking to Carla off the air. You know, when you're creating an event, you want to get a draw. You want to get someone that the people want to hear. And the reason people want to hear from Colonel West is because of the truth that, you know, he stands on.
Yes.
You know, the familiarity. I mean, he's, you know, if you watch, I wouldn't say maybe the legacy media, but on other media outlets, he's a regular talking, you know, he's one of the talking heads that we get good information from.
Yes. And, you know, he's got such a good heart for the Lord, and he's just a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Good sense of humor. Yep. And he's great to listen with.
And we're going
to
walk you through even more details about Colonel West coming up later in the hour. So I say that because I wanted to start on a positive note.
Yeah. We need to do that.
Because now we're going to talk about taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been finding out, Carla?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things, and one of them is, to me, very heartbreaking, that the governor has decided through executive order and her administration to fund gender transition care for minors. You know, I don't agree with that anyway. I believe that if they want to transition as an adult, that's their business and they should make that decision. As a minor, you know, our kids are going through a transition as it is,
yeah.
As they're reaching adulthood. It's a confusing time for them. And many of them are struggling to find out who they are, but to help them transition from one sex to another at a very young age is backfiring tremendously against that group of people.
Yeah. Well, you know, something I was watching, I don't know, maybe the last 24 hours, and I don't think it escaped me before, but, you know, people select specific words for a reason when they're talking about something. And when it comes to abortion, it's health care, women's health care.
Right.
Care is what I'm focused on. And you just shared it here too, which is what they say for gender transition care.
Right.
And here's the deal. There's a lot of people who have an ideology, a belief, very opposite of a Christian worldview, that is not one that cares for children.
Right.
And what we're talking, you know, what we're hearing from those that would say tax dollars to fund gender transition care for minors, children.
Yeah.
No, don't just, I just want to dial others into, listen to what they're saying and realize there's a purpose for what there's an agenda and there's a strategy, and we need to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves and be very aware of what's going on around us and know why we need to be registered to vote. We need to go vote. We need to have a voice for those minors and unborn children.
That's exactly right. We've got to find a way to get people more aligned with our beliefs in office so that we can stop these things, because this is going through without any public feedback. There is no opportunity for the public to comment on this.
Did we not get to comment and put any of our 2 cents into a $10 million abortion project down near Las Cruces?
We did not. But
yeah.
On that subject, let me tell you, on September 12th, we are having a statewide day of prayer.
I love that.
That facility in Las Cruces, and the next one, you know, she's got $10 million for another facility.
On the north end of the state.
Yes. We don't know where yet, but that will soon be disclosed. And this statewide prayer, we're asking everybody to join us. We're asking churches to join and host if they can, but to at least notify people. September 12th, it's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We will be praying in unison that these two projects, abortion facilities, they are not women's health care facilities, that they stop.
Yeah, and And let me give some encouragement to those who have been praying, because you and I have both seen, I believe, the Lord intervene in the hearts and minds of some of the people involved in the construction there that backed out of the project as the body of Christ in New Mexico, and hope maybe even farther than that, have been praying about this.
Yes, and you know, that project was stopped for a while because several of the contractors pulled off the project when they understood what they were building, because yeah, they didn't know. They had plans. They thought it was a new healthcare facility in Las Cruces, which everybody needs better healthcare, right? And that's a big concern.
Yeah.
But when they realized and were told that, no, this is the governor's abortion facility, they pulled out.
Yeah, and you know, to that, adding to the praise report, now we want to pray, and God willing, we'll see that, I mean, you know, God can do whatever he wants.
Yes.
You know, and could intervene to the point where whatever has been begun to be built ends up being something totally different, and maybe God edifying, you know, God to glorify the Lord. But even if the finished project of a new abortion clinic near Las Cruces was delayed a single day, we're talking about probably, you know, a three digits number of lives being saved. And that is worthy.
It is. And, you know, there is no evil greater than our God. And so if we all pray together in unison, same day, same time, we're praying that he'll hear that prayer and that he will take action in the state to help us get those stopped. I think the project has been delayed many months, and many lives have been saved as a result.
Yeah.
But we're praying for more.
And that's September.
Yes. And this is the Spiritual Defense Coalition that is doing this. There will be two sites in Albuquerque. One's at a Catholic church and one is at New Covenant Church. But every church is invited to host.
Yeah.
And I've sent information to pastors, and we're asking them to please participate to any extent that they can. The more involvement we have, the better off we're going to be to help these children.
And we know, for whatever reason, you may not, hopefully you can make it to that event. And if you can't, God will hear you right where you are.
Exactly.
So join in on the 12th, praying that God's will would be done in concerning this abortion clinic project near Las Cruces. As we move forward. So that's part of where our tax dollars went, $10 million.
It did. And then there's another $10 million going into the northern part of the state. And that's why we're praying on both facilities that we can get those stopped. This transition issue with minors, that is something more tax dollars. She's demanding, too, that through her insurance department, that insurance companies are going to be required to cover this. But you know, the bottom line is, whether it's tax dollars or insurance, it all comes back to us, to the consumers who don't believe in this.
Yeah.
And we know, here's the problem. It's not compassionate to do this to a child, because suicide rates skyrocket with children who've done this. And I think a lot of it has to do, from what I've read, the hormones. When the body is born a male or a female, and you're giving it the opposite hormones, trying to change its direction, it doesn't bode well for the body. And the mind, the emotions don't go along with the process. Depression is high, suicide is high. So we're not helping these kids. We're not showing care for them. Like I said, when they get to adulthood and the hormones have leveled out and they choose to make the transition, that should be their choice.
Yeah.
But to do this experiment on a child that's underage is not a good thing for our people.
Yeah, you know, I would encourage our listeners, if they haven't seen it yet, from Focus on the Family, they did a documentary this year called Truth Rising. And it speaks to a bunch of different people. The 90-minute documentary does. And if you go to truthrising.com, you can watch the full documentary from Focus on the Family. It features Oz Guinness as well as John Stonestreet. John Stonestreet heads up the Colson Center. It's a way for us to remember as Christians our place in our community and to remember that we're ambassadors for Christ, and how we can address these issues as they arise. And one of the featured people that are interviewed in the documentary is a young lady who began the transitioning process and found the Lord. Her name escapes me right now. If I said it, many of our listeners would be very familiar. But that, in addition to all of what's on the documentary, I'd encourage people to go check out truthrising.com. No cost. You can watch the documentary in its entirety online. And then actually it comes with a 4-part study guide that you go through yourself or go through with a small group. But really, I say that along with what we're talking about with, you know, the governor using tax dollars to do things contrary to what we believe in, because a lot of what is talked about in the documentary is very similar to what we're seeing right here in our own state. So truthrising.com from Focus on the Family, to go check that out. Any more on how our top executive in New Mexico is going about doing things with our tax dollars?
Well, we would like for her to start working on stopping income tax in the state instead of spending the surpluses.
Yeah, and that's something we'll go into more depth right here in a little bit.
Yes.
We're up against a break, and we're going to come back, talk about that. There's something happening in November, I think, that we want to let our listeners really be dialed into. First Tuesday in November, as a matter of fact. If you're not, you know, if you know, you know, right? We're going to make sure you know and are encouraged to be part of what's happening then as well. We're going to take a break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Meeting the person you may spend the rest of your life with, that's changed a lot. Carla, since you and I were young.
Yeah.
And you know, my kids, to watch, you know, them walk through that, four of the six, you know, have found a way. But one of the ways, obviously, is, you know, online connections and what have you. And that can be real scary. There's a local ministry, a TV station that's going to be airing Higher Love TV. Higher Love TV is doing a casting call it's on Instagram. If you go to @HigherLoveTV, that's their handle, @HigherLoveTV on Instagram, you'll see details about this reality dating series for Christian singles. Christian singles in their 20s and 30s are encouraged to be a part of this, looking for a godly connection. You must be 18 years or older, a legal U.S. citizen, and other terms do apply. But you can apply now for free on Instagram. Just look for @HigherLoveTV on Instagram. I don't know, man. Thank you, Lord, that I was born when I was born. I don't know if that's something I'd want to be a part of. If it's going to be out there, I am glad that there's a Christian version of all that going on. You think of our next generation, and I pray for them, and when I see them doing well in ministry, and I don't mean structured, like, you know, being part of a official ministry, but you know, we're all right. We're all evangelists. We all have, but just
well,
to see,
so.
Yeah, you see, it's just an encouragement. So at any rate, in studio with us for the entire hour today, Carla Sontag is here from the New Mexico Business Coalition. It's NMBiz, nmbizcoalition.org. And you got to spell this one out, but you can do it. All right. I promise you probably won't even get carpal tunnel or a cramp. Better Together New Mexico.org. All right. And a lot of great resources. Actually, before we jump back into our conversation, Carla, in general, you know, let people know. And I mean, there's a reason to go check out these sites.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially right now, we've got tons of resources for you regarding candidates. So if you don't know who the candidates are for certain statewide races or even in your own district, you can find information on our website. We'll also connect you to other sites where you can find out where you're registered to vote and who your representative is. But it's good information, and you are going to need it for voting.
Yeah, and having that kind of information out there kind of assumes that people are going to go vote.
That is our prayer, that you are going to vote.
The first Tuesday in November, and if, you know, assuming people are going to go vote, assumes they're registered to vote.
Yes.
So go register to vote. Okay, and then go vote. But before you vote, go to these websites and be informed before you go vote. And then if we're encouraging people to go register to vote, we're assuming they're an American citizen. So our encouragement there is, if you are not, find the legal path. And I know it's a long one. I know right now it is. And yeah, you know, hopefully it could be a better path, an easier path someday. And to be honest with you, I don't mind it being not really easy.
Right.
You know, I think back to, you know, not necessarily the Romans did things real well during the Roman, but, it, you know, history shows it wasn't easy to become a Roman citizen.
Right.
It took some work. And becoming a citizen, it should take some work here in the United States. So if you're not, this isn't tongue in cheek. Listen, in the process of becoming an American citizen, you're going to learn all about our nation, and you're going to much more appreciate the place in which you find your abode. So,
right.
All right. I'm going to step down off of my little box.
Yeah.
And we're going to return to election. First Tuesday in November, you kind of touched on where people can get information. Now, part of what's happening is a hope that election integrity will be there. You know, anything going on with stuff flying through the mail and ending up in boxes that aren't really even, watched over by someone other than a nonprofit group or something?
Well, and that is a problem in New Mexico. We have a Secretary of State who does not want to work with the federal government in making sure that our voter rolls are valid and accurate and up to date. That is a problem. So when it comes to elections, we need to find somebody who is willing to do that, because that cooperation is important, because when we go to the polls, and this time included, we're voting on some federal positions, including Senate and 3 U.S. Congress people. So we need to be careful about our voter rolls. And what the federal government is trying to do right now is to find a way to track the ballots that are sent out to people the way you would track any other package.
Yeah.
So you order shoes online or you order potato chips, there is a tracking device on that, and you can find out where your package is at any time. And yet our state and some other states don't want to track our ballots. And that's a little more important than a pair of shoes or a package of potato chips. So we would like to see our state cooperating and making sure that the ballots sent out are received by the appropriate recipient.
Is there any real reasonable appeal why they would not want to know where they are on its path to where it needs to go?
Well, I could give you my opinion, but I will just say that there is no logical reason to not want to do this.
Yeah. You know, I guess I ask that because I want to be the person who, now I assume the same things you do. I'm sure I do. But I want to be the person that, let's have the conversation. Do you really have, you know, is there something I'm missing? Because when I hear that, and it sounds like, again, tongue-in-cheek question, but, well, who doesn't want that?
Well, their default argument on anything to do with elections is that it will disenfranchise voters. I don't even know how you can come to that conclusion, because what you're actually doing is making sure that the voter who asks for an absentee ballot is going to receive it, and when they mail it in, it will be received.
Where does the disenfranchise come in?
This is what we never can understand.
Okay, and that's what I'm talking about. I really want to encourage conversations, and I think often people, you know, other people who may have a different view than you or I may hear that and think, you know, aren't they being smart? You know, no. If there is one, I want to hear it, and I haven't heard it. My logic goes straight to, you know, in the same way, you know, the logic we were talking about earlier about transgender transitioning, you know, God wove us into the womb the way he made us, and there's male and female. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And to see the loss of integrity in our elections and to not do anything about it isn't logical to me.
Right. Well, when you talk about voter integrity and access, what disenfranchises voters the most is when they feel that they can't count on their vote going into the system properly. And that's why this tracking device is so simple that they know they're going to receive it, and they know it will then be received when they send it back.
Yeah, and I regularly vote, and I have been one that after I vote said, yeah, I went. And you heard I pray that God gets it where it needs to go and that it gets counted like it's supposed to get counted.
Yeah.
All I can do, it's the system we have, and that's actually, I'm glad I brought that up, because I think there are some people, when we say, please be a U.S. citizen that registers to vote and actually votes, that one of the things they may say, they may be disenfranchised, and I understand that. I think you do, too. But it's the system we have. And to not engage is just handing it over to people who would have an opinion on these issues or candidates contrary to ours.
Right. And, you know, it couldn't be any easier to vote in New Mexico. They have same-day voter registration, so you can walk in and register and vote the same day. We have 30 days of voting prior to Election Day. And anybody can access a mail-in ballot. So,
and we're past the primary. The other thing that's happened is good news for independents.
Yes. Yeah, independents now can vote in the primary, and certainly they can vote in the general election.
Yeah.
And we just want to see everybody vote.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if we can get people who are like-minded, Christians in particular as a group are not heavy voters, and they should be number one.
Yeah. Well, voting. I have friends and close acquaintances who have very different opinions and views than I do on various topics as I'm looking at them through a Christian worldview lens. And when I will tell you, Carl, I don't know how much hopefully you appreciate this. When I see that they voted, and part of this probably being raised by someone who encouraged all of us to get out and vote, if we're U.S. citizens and we're registered to vote.
Yeah.
But when I see that, I don't care how they voted. Thanks for voting today. Thanks for being part of the process. I really do. I appreciate anyone who gets out to vote.
Yeah, it's important. But I will tell you, I would like to see more Christians voting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what, half the evangelical community
is not registered to vote.
And of those that are, the stats have shown repeatedly about half of them actually go vote.
Right.
That's
a small percentage. And, you know, God created the first government, and he asked us to govern ourselves until he comes back. And if you're not in office, you need to be voting for those who are in office.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm really ready for his government to come back.
Oh, me too.
Now, here's what I want. That's because he has more grace than I do. And I want to have that heart. I want to have the heart of God. You know, I want to be a man after God's own heart. He desires that none would perish and all would find eternal life through Christ. But I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for that government. Hey, we're up against a break, and we got more to talk about. Any more on the election you want to tap into before we go to a break?
No, just look at the resources on the two websites, register and vote.
Okay, and those websites, again, are nmbizcoalition.org and bettertogethernewmexico.org. We're going to take a break, come back with more with Carla Sontag right after this on ABQ Connect. Well, it's it's a beautiful day outside, and it's not 100 something degrees. So even if we reach the 90s, we can be thankful for that. Do pray for water. Massive amounts of water in some places has not been a good thing, including, and it wasn't so much rain. I think it was glacier starting basically a flash flood in Nepal. Was it earlier this week, last week? Many of us on social media saw the horrific results of that. And later this week, I think Friday, we're going to have Bishop Daniel from GFA World connect with us and let us know about relief efforts and things, ministry to that area of the world. Make sure you're tuned in for that. I also want to remind you, whether it is things like what happened in Nepal, earthquakes in South America or elsewhere, fires around the country, including around Spokane in recent weeks, and flood and tornadoes in Northwest Indiana and around Indianapolis, that Samaritan's Purse is regularly bringing relief efforts to areas impacted by disaster. There's these large, disasters, but, they're very personal. People are having their own personal disasters in the midst of that. And here comes Samaritan's Purse to sift through the ashes or the rubble or what have you, and to bring with them the message of hope found in Jesus Christ. And whether you want to volunteer with Samaritan's Purse, you want to support their efforts financially, bring them words of encouragement, or pray specifically for the work they're doing, we encourage you to go to klyt.fm in the Action Center and find the Samaritan's Purse image there and click on it. It may direct you to the relief efforts in Spokane, but you can surf the site and find out more about what's going on with Samaritan's Purse. So consider that when you go to klyt.fm. Love you coming on the website. And, in the last year, updating the website, we've seen a lot of traffic, and it's been a great resource. And you'll find information about organizations like Better Together New Mexico and New Mexico Business Coalition when you go to the organizations page at klyt.fm. as well. In studio with us, Carla Sontag with both of those organizations, bettertogethernewmexico.org and nmbizcoalition.org are the websites. We mentioned them in the last segment to encourage you to find resources as the election draws near, so you can be better prepared when you head to the polls, of course, after you register to vote, and then go vote. All right, first Tuesday in November, it's going to be something to see how the Christian community gets out and lets their voice, I was going to say let their voice be heard. But really, if you're voting and applying to your decisions a Christian worldview lens, what better way, aside from sitting down with someone and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, can you impact the community than to do that? So let your voice in. Let God's voice be heard as we all work together and co-labor in that. All right, we touched on this, Carla, which, by the way, thanks for staying with us for the full hour. It's great to have you here. We touched earlier in the hour on pretty much every New Mexican? I don't know. You know, I guess it'd be logical to go, yeah, I'd love it if I didn't have to pay income tax. But just like some people don't want, you know, election things tracked in the mail and what have you, that it defies logic, it seems to. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's some people that, if people want to pay income tax, they're welcome to pay mine, and they can just have me stop paying it. I'd be happy to do that. But is this still something that's coming up, and is there any hope that we'll see our income tax eliminated in New Mexico? And if not that, a refund, or, wow, heaven forbid, we get both.
Well, we've got $924 million in new money coming in. That is going to put the general fund at $14.8 billion. We could certainly afford to do that, and New Mexico could be an attraction to retirees and others who want to be here. But we're not going to see that happen, in all honesty. It is not going to happen unless we get different people elected who believe the way that we do. So, back to the elections. That's why it's important.
Yeah.
But now I want to get on to something really fun. I want to talk about our annual Heroes event coming up. It's going to be in Albuquerque. We will honor a veteran of the year and the memories of two fallen officers, one from Taos and one from Bernalillo County. It's always a sad time, but yet it's a celebration of the work that they did and the sacrifice they made. But here's what's really amazing about this event. It's our keynote speaker, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He is an amazing man. He is a combat veteran, former battalion commander. He spent 22 years in the Army. He is the third of four generations to serve in the military.
Wow.
Yeah, he is an amazing man. He served under Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and also during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He retired in 2004 after more than two decades in uniform. He's got more medals and honors than we can mention on this show, but I will tell you, they include the Bronze Star, Meritorious Service Medal with Oak Leaf Clusters. That means he got it more than once. Army Commendation Medal, Army Achievement Medal, Valorous Unit Award, Army Master Parachutist Badge. I mean, it goes on and on. And after he served, he was also named the U.S. Army ROTC Instructor of the Year in 1993. But he went on to serve after the military as a representative, a U.S. House of Representatives for Florida in the 22nd District. I mean, this man is a man with a service heart.
Yeah, you know, and let me, again, I don't know him, but I have seen him plenty of times as one of the talking heads on, you know, various discussions on TV. And what I get from watching him, you know, when you hear all of what you just said, I think a lot of people, you know, words like gung-ho come to mind, and yeah, and gravelly voice and tough, you know, and I will tell you, as you mentioned, now I'm not sure I knew he was claims to be a Christian, but that's great to hear. It doesn't surprise me, because his demeanor, I would say, is one of a man who is meek in the biblical sense.
Yes,
that it is power under control, and doesn't surprise me that you know, the things that I admire and have seen in him and what he says and does is he's equipped to do that because of his relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes. And, you know, he has been to New Mexico before. I met him at a very small event, but it was an event for life, for the unborn child. And he just has a heart and mind for the Lord. And he's got a great sense of humor, great personality. I just absolutely
very intelligent
and love him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for New Mexicans to hear this man live, and you will not regret it. He is absolutely wonderful, and I know you're going to love him as much as I do if you get the chance to hear him speak.
Well, listen, if you didn't write it down yet or go find it on the website, the Heroes Banquet, the 2026 Heroes Banquet with New Mexico Business Coalition, and also on the Rebound New Mexico. We haven't talked about that in a while. You're welcome to talk as little or as much about that as you want. Put it on the calendar. September 18th is the 2026 Heroes Banquet. And it's in the uptown area. The place to find out more about it is on the websites that we've given to you, though, specifically nmbizcoalition.org. You're the wife of a former law enforcement officer
and military veteran, as
right?
Well.
And you could speak to both, but as far as the time that your organization gives to bring tribute to these fallen officers, both of them this time from a sheriff's department in different places in New Mexico, what does something like this mean to these families?
You know, it's an incredible, touching honor. And what's important about this event, it is a fundraiser. All of the money that we're raising is going to the children who lost a parent. So we've been doing this for several years. We have a long list of children who've lost a parent in the line of duty serving in New Mexico. And we will have a scholarship recipient there that night to get a check. The people can see where their money is going and how much it's valued by these kids. It is such an honor to do this. We always pray we won't lose another officer. But when you see the reaction that you get from the families, that the community has turned out to thank them for their service, it's really touching. The other thing that we do is every veteran who is in the audience is recognized. And that is also an amazing opportunity because, sad as it is, there are many military and police and first responder servants who've never been properly thanked for their service. So it's a touching event, and that's why I don't usually even get on stage much because I'm very emotional during yeah. the evening. Sad that we've lost officers, but absolutely thrilled that we can honor them that way. And it is a night to celebrate New Mexico's finest.
Yeah, you know, and Christians and actually and non-Christians alike will be in attendance, but very like-minded people that for the most part are interested in the things and issues and look at things like the Lord would look at them, and as obviously as Christians that are there and attending, looking at these through a Christian worldview lens. And, you know, I think of us, I often use the word co-laboring, you know, when doing the work of the Lord, as all of us as believers are doing together. You're going to go to an event like this and you're going to connect with people that you're already working with. You just don't know it. And I'm going to guess, Carla, you've been to a lot of these events over the years. That you've seen relationships started that become dear friendships, close like family type relationships. We all need to find that community. I think God built us for community, but you're also going to it's networking in that those connections are going to be made. That the cause of Christ, in many ways, will be strengthened through it. Do you want to speak to that at all?
Well, yes. I mean, and that's the reason why we hold this event, because when you honor those who honor the Lord and honor their fellow citizens in protecting and serving, you are in a little bit different realm than we see in our everyday lives. And yes, beautiful relationships have blossomed from these events. People are so touched by it. We've got, if you're interested in sponsoring or attending, you can find information at nmbizcoalition.org. Friday's the deadline to get you in the program as a sponsor, but we can take sponsors up till the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I know sometimes we're looking for sponsors for something. So they just want to support the cause.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't care. I don't need that or that. But, you know, even so, we find a way, find a way to show our appreciation to those who come alongside us. You know, and it's not only financial support, although that's important, especially with a nonprofit organization. But, you know, those words of encouragement mean so much because you can grow weary, right? And we're instructed, you know, do not grow weary in doing good.
And paraphrased. That's what is so wonderful, to get to come together and honor these people who, many of which have not been properly thanked over the years for their service. And to see the look of gratitude in their eyes because they face the audience when they're being recognized. We've had as many as 100 veterans walk up to be recognized. And that is another beautiful thing to see that evening.
Yeah.
So I really encourage you to attend if you can, sponsor if you want, make a donation to the cause for scholarships for children who've lost a first responder parent.
Yeah. And let me proceed with the encouragement, you know, to bring the words of encouragement to organizations like the ones we're mentioning, the ones that support the work you're doing, and for Better Together New Mexico and New Mexico Business Coalition, words of encouragement, prayer, and if the Lord leads for financial support, that would bring things like this to happen, where we're having a 2026 Heroes Banquet where the proceeds support those scholarships for children of fallen first responders. Hey, let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back and we'll wrap up our conversation with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. We'll do that right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us. Carla Sontag has been with us for the entire hour today. We're just wrapping up our conversation. And the websites that we've given, I want to give out at least one more time. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org and nmbizcoalition.org. I just happened to go to bettertogethernewmexico.org, and the Heroes Bank, what we were talking about at the end of our last segment, it's right there. Actually, you don't need to go to an events page, although at the top of the page it says Heroes Banquet Event. You can click on that right on the homepage, just barely below the top. You'll see it there. All event details. It's so easy to find. Just go out and find out more. We mentioned the speakers and, you know, what the event benefits. What are some of the other things that the participants and people showing up that night are going to experience?
Oh, a lot of goodwill. We've also got a VIP with our speaker. If you get the right golden ticket, you can get Photoshop with him, and it'll be fun. I want to mention...
No, that's a photo shot, not photoshopped into a...
Photoshop.
You're going to have
He'll
a chance.
Be there alive.
You're going to be able to, I'm guessing, shake Lieutenant Colonel, I should just say Colonel, Alan West's hand and share your appreciation.
Yes. So one other event that I will mention to you, it's going to be fun. We did a tour of the Southeast, and we talked about, is socialism coming to New Mexico? And people were begging me to do this in Albuquerque. So on September 23rd, we'll have a mini version of that. We're going to have a bash, which is a business and social hour. And that'll be Wednesday, September 26th, 5:30 in Albuquerque. In addition to this mini version of the talk on socialism, the reason it's miniaturized is because we will be having candidates there as well. We will have candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and for congressional districts 1 and 2. There are all of the Republicans have confirmed. Some of the Democrats are busy and can't attend, and we haven't heard from some of them, but all of the Democrats have been invited as well for those races.
I was speaking earlier in the hour about dialogue. And it'd be sure nice to see them go.
It would be, and that's why we invited them. The dinner that night is being provided by Tomasitas. We've got everybody hooked on that, so we're glad that they are graciously providing dinner that night.
Is that event on both the websites?
We have not even posted that event. You're getting a preview.
So we're and we'll be making sure to let you know about your opportunity to be a part of that. So like watch for it on the website or?
Yes, and then it'll go out in our emails.
Okay.
And so to give you a summary of all these great events coming up, Statewide Day of Prayer is September the 12th. Heroes Banquet is September 18th. And the BASH, Business and Social Hour, is September 23rd. So we can keep you entertained during the month of September. We hope to see you involved with all three events. They're going to be great.
And you said you're sending it out in your newsletter. Someone goes, I don't get the newsletter. Tell them how to get it.
Oh, sign up for free at either website.
Let me give those real quick. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org or NMBizCoalition.org.
Right. And on both of them, you can sign up for our emails, no charge, to be informed and stay informed. And we'd love to have you connect with us.
All right. Carla Sontag, always a joy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.